Greetings, you're listening to St. Paul's Unseen Dimension. My name is Tom, and today is, well, it was Thursday, but now it's Friday, May 20th, and the year is 2022. How you doing today? I know that it's late. If you're working third shift, well, hopefully this will bore you to tears. Or keep you awake. I don't know. It could go either way. It really depends on what I talk about. But I'm going to talk about a lot of different and possibly weird things here. My day was not my own. It started bright and early against my will because I had dogs. I was like, I need to get up. Got to go. It's 2:00. It's like, okay, fine. You know, we take them outside and then, you know, to go to the bathroom. And I get up and make coffee and get kind of the day started. And I had to go buy a wood chipper. And I understand that people who actually know me, when I talk about buying a wood chipper, using it for yard waste isn't actually always the first thing that jumps to their minds. And here's the thing is that because I have a very macabre sense of humor and I say a lot of shit that I shouldn't, I can understand it. I can understand in my friends' defense that, I could see where you're going with this. And I understand that it's funny. I know that you like to make fun of me and all that stuff about it. You think that's hilarious. But in all honesty, I was actually going to use it for yard waste. And I did. I actually got to use it today after it was, I put it together and it worked just fine. Had to do some assembly, but that was going to be, it had to happen anyway because this thing, oh boy. I'm going to tell you all the story how this whole thing happened. And I'm, like I said, I'm going to give you guys a shout out at the end of it. This little section of the story where this is a promise that I'm keeping. So anyway, I went to the Stillwater store because they were supposed to have two of these on hand. And when I got there, they didn't. And they charged me for it. And then had to refund me. And that burned my coupon. And so I then went to this other store later in the day to go pick up the one that's physically there, and Steve-O took care of me. That's his name. It's what it's on his name tag. It's actually legitimately Steve-O, and him and his crew are good folks. I mean, they're just really good customer service folks, and I had a great experience there. Steve got the thing out for me and even helped me load it into the car. Which meant having to take it out of the damn box because the box was too big. And it's one of those things where, you know, the experience that I had driving to Stillwater was, it was traffic, it was infuriating, and I had to go to the dentist. And it's one of those things where it's like, come on, folks, drive. Learn to merge. It's not that damn hard. What is this? Construction? Where did this come from? So then, you know, MapQuest, of course, doesn't tell me this, of course, until I'm right there. Turn left at such and such. There's a fucking construction site here. And then so I go ahead and I go back around, do all this, you know, frog leaping, and I get to where I need to go. And then, like I said, I go through this bullshit of not having the ability to get it. And as the result, I walked out of there just mad as a hornet for a number of reasons, mostly because my day was pretty screwed up after that because I had intended to get this thing, get it home, use it before the rain came, and then go about my business for the rest of the day. That's not how this worked out, and this is one thing I can't stand is my plans being altered. I know that it sounds retarded, but that's the truth. I have this thing about my day. If anything goes against my plans, I just become a little irritable. So I go ahead and I do my other stuff, and then I go over there to Blaine, and it's a haul. Don't get me wrong. From where I'm at in St. Paul, it's another long drive, but you know it's scenic. But anyway, when I get there. These guys, they made it worth the drive. And just the overall experience, Steve coming out there helped me putting the thing in the car, you know, he's like, help me unbox this thing. And then another gentleman stepped out and just started chatting with me about the engine in this thing. And it's like, well, you know, if the gear drive in this thing takes a shit, I can always take the engine and put it on a scooter or turn it into something else. But anyway, we at the end of the experience, though, and this is the one thing that I will give Steve and his entire crew there credit for, is that when I went in there, it's a good looking store. It's well kept. It's well maintained. It looks clean. These guys, their stock is, their inventory is all good. It's all perfect. I didn't have any problems. And the one thing that was super nice was I actually got some really decent customer service out of the deal. So scratch the bullshit out of the Stillwater store. I know that I was pissed off, but you know what? And I damn near didn't go back to Harbor Freight. But I'm glad I did, because not only did Steve take care of the now bailed out coupon, but he also made it worth my time. And so now, you know, I have more reasons to go there and shop than I don't. So that's a win. And Steve, you know, I think he's one of those people that says, like, you know what, I can turn this around and then have a loyal customer. So there it is. And I give him credit for manipulating me in a way that didn't feel like it was forced. It's good. All kidding aside, though, great, great people. And I had a good time. And so that's my power positive for the day. I had this one nice thing that went not according to plan, but better than I expected. And that is a rarity. So that's a positive that everyone should know. And if you are in the Blaine area of Minnesota, shop there. Good folks and knowledgeable. I'm probably going to buy my solar panels and stuff like that from them. They've got some good deals, and their products work. Their products have held up really great. I've got like a half a dozen of their various gas-powered implements, and they still run fine first thing. You know, I've got a McCulloch chainsaw that I bought from, or no, a Homelite chainsaw that I bought from Home Depot. That son of a bitch has failed me more times than I can count. This other stuff that I've gotten from Harbor Freight works just fine. Don't know what the difference is. Don't care, other than the price. And that's where I give Harbor Freight mad props. Their prices are actually quite good. So I haven't had any problems with any of their stuff. So anyway, that being said, and I thought I would, like I said, I'd get the nice stuff out of the way before I get to the weird. Because the weird stuff it's very odd. As if you've listened to this podcast, and if you've listened to it either on Buzzsprout or any of the other carrier services and stuff like that, I talk about the paranormal as something that's kind of personal, because I've had enough experiences to know when the universe is talking to me. I know this sounds, you know, hokey, transcendental, you know, new age. It's not new age by any means. It's not that frilly foo-foo shit where, look, I've got 14 crystals up my butt. The energy is amazing. You know, I'm not one of those people. I am, however, one of these people that believes that there's multiple planes of existence. And once we leave this plane, we move on. But sometimes people have the ability to visit or say things or speak to you when you're sleeping. Your dream world, you know, because your dreams are, you're wide open. Your conscious mind isn't there to be the gatekeeper. That's usually what happens, is that when you're out and about on any given day and you are one of these people who are not of the initiated, you're not of the esoteric, you're not one of these people that believes in any of this stuff, your rational and conscious mind filters out everything. You're not gonna entertain thoughts that, you know, the universe is going to speak to you in any way or any meaningful way, or you're not going to pick up on vibes. Maybe your gut might, you know, because you have an alternate brain. You have two brains, the one that's at the back of your stomach, and you have your regular brain. It's very much a dinosaur thing. We're not that far removed from reptiles I'm going to go somewhere weird probably later on, but not right now. But in my subconscious, I'm a very lucid dreamer, so I'm pretty good at figuring out what's real, what isn't. What is my subconscious trying to tell me? What is this that my brain is doing? You know, is this my brain? So, I'm going to tell you a little story, and then I'm going to, and then it's going to get weird. So, when I found out my ex had passed away in 2009, I'd had a dream about her. And it was very strange because I'd missed her birthday. And if you've heard this story before, just go ahead and tune out or do whatever. But I missed her birthday, and I was going to call her on her birthday. And when I did, I found out she'd been killed in a car accident, which is why she missed my birthday. Or she didn't miss my birthday. She missed my birthday, but I wasn't going to miss hers. And because she'd gotten remarried, and, you know, even though she was my ex, I still thought the world of her. She was my friend. And so anyway, long story short, when I had that conversation, which I was totally totally unexpected. I'm doing this out of order. Let me try this again. The day before I went to call her on her birthday, I had a dream about her that we were sitting in this restaurant called Reefy's Restaurant. And we were sitting there having a conversation, and she sat there and she said, you know, you're going to talk to my dad on a specific day. And what ended up happening was, when I found out, I went ahead and I called her dad, and he called me back, and it was on her birthday, and we were chatting, and I thought that was it, and I thought that was the end of the dream. But on that day that was mentioned, he actually called, and we talked for about 4 hours on the phone, and it was a very cathartic conversation in some ways, but very sad in others. And then that night, I had a dream about her, but she was completely silent, and she sat across from me, but her eyes were black, and she was gone. And that was what I thought was going to be the end, you know, of our communication, that sort of thing. Well, in 2015, I had a repeat of something even weirder, but I'm not going to rehash that. That was something else entirely. But long story short, whenever this person shows up in any way or any form, I do not honestly believe it's my subconscious trying to associate something. This is usually a message, and it's usually something I should not ignore. And I had one of these the other day, and I don't understand it because there wasn't so much anything communicated as there was just the presence in the dream. And so, and here's the thing, is that I've had a lot of folks in and out of my subconscious lately, just people I probably should reach out to, but honestly, I shouldn't, because sometimes the greatest gift you can give someone is your absence. And that's a fact. I talk about a lot of folks and me not being somebody anybody really wants to talk to sometimes. And that's probably because I've earned it. You know, there are days where when I was growing up and I was a young man that I was kind of a prick. But that's everybody. You know, that's everybody when you're young and you don't understand anything. And then by the time that you get to a point of maturity where everyone else has matured faster than you because you're kind of an idiot and you didn't have any role models and you didn't have any parents to teach you that this is how adults act, and you have to learn on your own, well, you know, you're going to burn some bridges and you're going to hurt some feelings. And that's just how the fucking world works. You know, I make no excuses. I mean, this is the cards that I was dealt. And, you know, you guys were playing poker and I was playing Go Fish. You know, it's just, there's a huge disparity there, you know. anyway. But I had this epiphany that I sitting there today, I was looking through the tablet and doing some stuff, and then as if something more or less just kind of guided me to an acquaintance that I used to have. He was my old art teacher from high school, and I thought, you know, maybe I ought to apologize for being an asshole. You know, and just come right out and say, hey, you know, our last conversation, I was a fucking asshole, and I'm really sorry about that. But I don't think that's apologizing like that isn't really for his benefit. That's for me. That's for me to feel better about, you know, having grown as a person. You know, I'm not going to be a time vampire for somebody. You know, I'm not going to steal somebody's time, you know, especially when, you know, they gave me a lot of time when I needed it growing up. Yeah, this is a guy that helped me become an artist and was just a great guy in general. And he was a fantastic teacher. And him and his wife, Bonnie, who is now deceased. And I just found this out. She just passed away, I guess, 2 years ago in 2020. I'm coming to this pretty late in the game, and I know that he's probably still dealing with the aftermath. I mean, when you're married to somebody a long time, you create these bonds, and all of a sudden, next thing you know, you don't know how to really carry on sometimes. I could be completely wrong, but that's just the vibe that I got from this moment that I had today. Because when I saw that she had passed, I was like, son of a bitch. Jesus, I didn't even know this. But then again, nobody talks to me. Nobody says anything to me because nobody knows me. Nobody cares. So I wrote my condolences and that was it. And then at 11:11 today, you know, because I've been seeing that number a lot lately. Like there's a presence that's showing up and I am waking up or I am doing whatever and it's either 11:11 in the morning or 11:11 at night. And actually, when I went to go do this podcast, I was like, it's 11:11, got to go downstairs, you know, and it's like, well, I guess I probably got to get this going. But I've been seeing a lot of this stuff lately, and it's like, I don't know how to take it. It can go, a lot of folks seem to think that seeing that number and then, you know, on a lot of occasions, whether it's that number or it's like, you know, 111, 222, you know, any of those things, it can go either way, but it's supposed to be some kind of validation or some kind of a thing to let you know that, hey, you know, you've got presences, you've got some kind of spiritual guidance thing happening. There's a lot of energy around you. There's a lot of different things, you know, that people talk about with regards to the esoteric and the paranormal and the occult. And for whatever reason, this is a very profound time for me. I don't know what's going on, but this is it. This is what's going on. And so I sat there today and I was like, you know, okay, this is where everything is. You know, I'm experiencing this kind of developmental thing. I've been working on this art project too, and it's finally starting to look like it's supposed to. And it's been kicking me down, just down a flight of steps, mostly because every time I try to work, my brain likes to spiral. I like to think about all the mistakes I've made for the last, you know, 50 years. It's just, you know, it's just what my brain does. And then they say that is a form of depression in and of itself, but it's a form of self-sabotage and all that other stuff. And I think really what it really boils down to is that I'd much rather be outside doing something else. It's my way of getting myself out of the house to go do something physical. And that's the other thing too, is I've been doing a lot more physical labor and stuff like that. My body feels a little bit better, although I am a little sore. Where I broke my pelvis is starting to drive me a little bit nuts. I've been having some issues with that again. Ooh, you know, feeling that my time on this planet is getting shorter. The skin cancer thing, there's a lot of variables here at work. And I've got this I want to say, almost like a, some kind of, you know, etheric swamp that I'm trying to hack my way through right now. But then I have these moments where I encounter somebody or there's something that's trying to get my attention. And today at 11:11, there was a cardinal outside the window. And just this little fat red cardinal just chirping in the window. And I'm like, well, hey there, little buddy, you know, and went over and had a human bird interaction. He didn't fly away or any of that stuff. He just hung out, you know, talking to me through the window. He didn't, I mean, not speaking English, but just talking as a bird would, chirp. Cardinals have a certain chirp that's very, very profound. You will know it when you hear it. And like he's trying to get your attention, you know. And so I was asking him how he was doing, and you know, he was more or less just kind of telling me about his day. You know, and I mean, I didn't understand, but I got the gist of some of it. You know, I mean, it's bird speak. I don't speak bird. I barely speak dog. And my dogs just, you know, they barely, I mean, they understand English. They just barely pay attention to me. You know, they've got their own thing going on. But it was really nice to interact with nature in a way that it was, this bird didn't just fly away. It wasn't unfriendly. And the more I thought about it, because I've had some weird experiences in that backyard. I had a raven one time come to pass away in my backyard. Apparently, he'd gotten sick with something, don't know what, but it passed away, and he's buried in my backyard. And I've got other crows and ravens in the trees every once in a while. It's like, I think they understand that one of their brethren is, you know, in the ground. And, they're not vindictive. They're not shitting all over my stuff or tearing up my backyard or anything. It's just animals have a way of understanding there's a certain energy. And I think that my backyard is a reflection of that. More or less because I don't make it human looking. I haven't civilized it yet, but I am working on that. I did use the wood chipper and I got rid of a whole bunch of dead material and composting and all of that stuff. Mulching is going to be a thing. Plus I got a garden that I'm putting in and that's going to be really nice too. But, my day was very strange in the sense that I have not felt alone. And, I mean, sure, I've got pets and stuff like that, but, I mean, in the car, today I was alone in the car, but I did not feel like I was alone. It's a very strange, almost like a comforting presence was there. I don't know who it was, I don't know what it was, but it was just there. And it was as if... It was as if I almost like I needed an adult, you know. You don't need to be this mad. What you need to do is focus on your driving and less screaming, that kind of a thing. And it was like, you know, just kind of like there was this kind of calming thing inside. Or maybe it was the fact that the car actually had air conditioning. You know, it's like, you know, it's kind of warm in here. I can turn on the air. Holy shit, this is climate control. Maybe climate control is the solution to all of my problems. It's hard to say. But that's been the strangeness of it, because cardinals are supposed to be emissaries and archangels, and that's who they're supposed to be, a visitation, and especially the timing of it, 11:11. And because there's been a lot of that, you know, like 222, 333, and these are supposed to be, you know, moments when the universe is speaking to you, or that there's an angelic presence nearby. And maybe that's really what it boils down to. Maybe I've got more guardian angels looking out for me. Maybe that's what it is. I don't know. I'm going through some shit right now, and it is what it is. not like it's, you know, not like it's, I'm going to be dying or anything. It's just that it's just very stressful. It adds a layer of, you know, I already know I'm mortal. Come on. I don't need this right now. I've got other stuff. Yeah, I got to think about legacy at this point. You know, I don't know. I may have to adopt some adults. I don't know. You know, you look like you could use some stuff. Here, let me adopt you. No, I have nothing to really to give anyone anyway. I have a wood chipper. And I have a lot of yard implements. I'm like some Spanish lessons away from teaching, you know, people landscaping at this point. And I know that sounded pretty stupid and possibly in poor taste, but that's a joke that one of my Hispanic friends told me. He thought that was really funny. He says, "Hey man, you're some Spanish lessons away from being a landscaper." I'm like, "That's not. I mean, is it reverse racism when one of your Hispanic friends makes this joke? You know, because I mean, it is funny." I just thought it was weird that, you know, he went there and I didn't. Because normally, it's... anyway, this is crazy. But, no, I'm not going to go into the political stuff today. Because to be perfectly honest with you, there is such a target-rich environment with regards to that. There are just so many goddamn things wrong in the world. I don't need to add to that. Right now, all I'm hunkering down to do is Randonautica and hopefully get abducted by aliens just so that way I can have some kind of, you know, some photographic evidence, maybe some physical evidence. They should take a picture of all the scars I've got from all the various scoop marks, you know, and DNA samples and stuff like that they've used. It's hard to say. I don't know. But I've been looking at Randonautica from a more practical standpoint. At least it'll get me the walk or two that I could use in every day. My dogs could definitely use it. Although I will say I need to do something with Lily because I just found a new spot where she puked in the seat of the car. And I'm like, God damn it, dog. I got to go clean dog puke tomorrow morning, too, on top of this. And it's just like, you know what? I've got errands to run. I know one of you is a serial puker and one of you is not. One of you gets to ride with me. One of you guys doesn't. You know, just as if they're going to understand a word I'm going to say to them. You know, my dogs are just like, uh-huh, yeah. Hey, how about those new cookies you bought? And this is another little funny thing. If you don't know about the dog cookies that I bought in a previous episode where I talked about it, there's this Three Dog Bakery, and they make these look-alike cookies. They look just like Oreos. They look just like Chips Ahoy, but they're meant for dogs. So I bought a box of these sandwich cookies, which they look like, okay, they look the vanilla kind. And then they look like the chocolate kind with peanut butter in them. And on a lark, because the other ones tasted so good, I thought, you know, I'm going to try one of these. And sure enough, these things taste just as good as the generic ones. The generic off-brand cookies, that's what they taste like. And all I could think to myself is like, God damn, I've got some dumb friends. You know, maybe that's the reason why my friends don't like coming over, because they never know if they're going to get cookies or dog treats. I don't know. Hey, these are really good, and they're gluten-free. And there's no refined sugar in there. Look at that. There's no real chocolate either. I don't know what these are made of, but they're awesome. My dogs like them too, you know, and it's insane. I mean, they're really good. And you get two pig inside this one box you get, and it's like $6.99. You get two Oreo sized boxes, and they're just packed full of cookies. There's no air in them, just packed full of cookies. So you're getting a much better deal on these generic good wholesome dog treats than you are from like the Oreo people in Nabisco. Am I wrong for liking dog treats as much as the real thing? Is there something wrong with me, or have I spent clearly too much time with my animals? Ah. But I gotta tell you, the Carob peanut butter ones are pretty good. They just, you know, a little milk, they're awesome. I put them in that peanut butter Rocky Road ice cream stuff, it's fucking fantastic. Probably not helping anybody here today. But I've been dealing with, like I said, a lot of stuff, and I try to stay away from, you know, the political stuff as much as I can. Mostly because it doesn't do any good, and all it does is make me mad. And especially when I start talking about politics, it makes me feel like a lunatic. And the one thing I can tell you is that the world is going to get very strange, and I think now would be the time to start cultivating really good relationships with people. Maybe that's what this is about. Maybe these emissaries from the ether are. Maybe they're trying to turn me into somebody that will actually be a better human being, a little more compassionate for when things really go bad. Because when there's a surplus of cruelty, the only thing that you can do is repay it with kindness and compassion. Because that's what changes people. That's what really changes people. You can be cruel all you want, and that's what people expect. But when you're decent, that's when people, they just kind of go, there's a different way. There's a different way to get through this world. So I've been trying to do a little bit more of that and a little more understanding, a little more decency. It's tough, though. It really is. It is really fucking tough. The internet is not a place where those types of things are met well, you know. I was on a forum not long ago, and this person tried to basically, you know, bully me into their idea that somehow they were this person that they clearly weren't. And I was just like, you know what? I really don't need this. I don't need to talk to people on the internet, because it's a tactic. It's all about manipulation, and it's about, you know, making yourself look bigger and meaner than other people. And it's just like, this is what children do. And so I'm just like, you know what? I don't need any of this. You know, jokes aside, there's enough fucking people out there that just make the internet a stupid place. And I don't really like it anymore. As a matter of fact, if I had my way, I wouldn't even have the internet. But then how would I get this message of crazy out to the masses every day? Or every day that I do a podcast? I did miss a couple of days, and that was mostly because I just needed to decompress. Everybody needs to decompress at some point, but I don't know. After seeing the disappointment that was the the bullshit from Washington, D.C., it wasn't a disappointment for me because I knew what it was going to be. But it is what it is. You know, you've got people that have these impressions that, you know, disclosure is coming, but it's not. It's never coming. At least not until the aliens get brave enough and come down here and talk to us. But I sincerely doubt they're going to, mostly because it's, again, there's a hands-off prime directive thing they got going on. And the reason why I say that is because if you were alone in the universe and you suddenly realized there was somebody else there, and you traveled millions and millions and millions of miles in search of something, well, I sincerely doubt that you are going to not make contact, you know? And I think the paradigm between humans and extraterrestrials has changed quite a bit, mostly because, again, it all goes back to that separation between two different tiers of society. There's one tier of society that interacts with aliens every day, and then there's the rest of us, who are nothing more than sheep and cattle to these other people. which is why we have such a stupid life. Have you noticed just how binary your life is? It's either A or B, yes or no. And people like to church it up with all of these other things, but it's not. It's either on or off, A or B, one or two, you know, I mean, or I should say zero or one. You know, and that to me is almost an argument for whether or not we live in a simulation sometimes. But after the day I've had, I know that there are people in this world that are decent. And they actually care about what they're doing. You know, they really do. They care about how they treat others, and they really care about, you know, whether or not the other person is being taken care of. You know, in the case of the Stillwater store, all I really wanted was somebody just to say, "Hey, I'm really sorry." Instead of saying, "I'm sorry you feel that way," or you know, that sort of cop out, "Not my fault. This happens all the time," as opposed to simply taking ownership. "Hey, I'm the manager of this store, and this is on me." And if he would have simply said that, I would have stopped being mad in a heartbeat, because that's somebody taking ownership of the mistake they made. But in the case of this guy, he just didn't have it in him. And I understand that is probably a holdover from this COVID thing, because everyone got away with bloody murder, you know, during the time of COVID, because everyone who was working had to endure the slings and arrows of people wearing a mask and all this other stuff. And I was never one of those people that wore a mask. I didn't treat anybody badly. I was just doing me, you know, and that was it. And because I knew it was bullshit. But it's neither here nor there. I really don't need to go off into that anymore. But I think we're coming into a point in time where the human race is going to have to make some tough decisions. And realistically, if you've got the ability to cultivate friendships and make good working relationships happen, now would be the time to do it. I really don't know why I feel that way, but I think now would be the time to do it. So, but I've been up all day, and I think I'm going to go ahead and finally go to bed, and I'm just going to go ahead and end this show. You've listened for 37 minutes. That's more than enough time to fall asleep if you're using me as a, you know, story thing to make you go to sleep. If I'm boring you to tears, that's probably it. Tomorrow during the day, I am going to do some Randonautica stuff, and I am going to try to put some video up. So that'll be for the subscribers. There'll just be the plain old audio stuff for everyone else. But anyway, I'm going to start venturing out a little bit more, and things are going to get a little weirder. So I hope you have a fantastic night, and take care.